and wisdom intend to inspire, influence, and impact you to lead a Christian Rocketeers organization. Let's honor the sacrifice Christ the Son died to give you by leading the life and nonprofit God has called you to well. God is doing great and amazing things in the heavens and on earth. Let's tap into his wisdom and reach for the stars together.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Christian Rocketeers podcast, where we impart, inspire, influence, and impact your Christian nonprofit to skyrocket to the next level. Today, we're going to be talking about events. And we have our wonderful events coordinator at Influence More Life, Michelle Weisheim, with us today. And she is going to tell you all about the amazing things that she gets to do. Michelle is a wife, a mom, the events coordinator for Influence More Life, and makes our events more fabulous than they could ever be. People love and rave about them. And then she is also a two-time pageant queen, where she gets to impact communities as well. So let me bring her on. Good morning.
Good morning, Shawnee. Thank you so much for having me on today.
I am so glad that you could take time out of your busy schedule to be here and talk about the importance of events and nonprofits. So for those who don't know you, what are some fun highlights that make Michelle who she is today?
Oh, my goodness. That's a really good question. Well, as you said, I'm a mom of three girls, which is amazing and challenging all at once. I have been married since I was 22 years old to my husband. We live in Waterford, Wisconsin. We have chickens. We've had pigs before. And as you said, too, I was a two-time Mrs. Wisconsin winner for two pageants. And I'm also the silent auction lady for Infinitely More. And I've been with them for about 10 years now.
So what brought you to come to Infinitely More Life? Why was the organization so impactful for you and you wanted to partner with us?
Well, I entered again for the second time in my life to do pageants. And that was about 10 years ago. And in some pageant systems, you have to have a nonprofit organization or a charity of choice that you want to work with. And with these married pageants, I wanted to do something different. I really wanted to focus on helping women and children because, like I said, my husband and I have three girls. And I wanted to show the girls that women can be inspiring and empowering as well. So when they were little, I was down in my basement cleaning like most moms do after school, and I'm finding broken crayons and then going through toys and trying to purge a little of things that they didn't need. And a mutual friend that we had at one point in time told me that there was a woman that was local in the New Berlin area that collects broken crayons and pens and highlighters and paper and such. And I'm like, why in the world would she do that? What does a broken crayon mean to anybody, you know? So I reached out to her and she explained to me what she was doing. She explained that she goes to Africa and she helps out these women and children. And that was my aha moment after my conversation with her. She educated me so well on the cultural differences, not only here in the United States, but to Africa and many other countries. And fast forward to 10 years, poor Carrie Reichertz cannot get rid of me anymore. I'm on the board of directors with Infinitely More as well. And just seeing that, you know, where my donations go, where my hard work goes to this organization means the world to me. I see firsthand where my monthly sponsorship goes. I feel like I'm part of this family. Mm-hmm. I can see the house that we've built. You just feel like you're one with this organization. You're not just a donor. Like you really become a family member, which for me was something that made me feel so special and appreciated with, being different than other nonprofit organizations that I've helped out with for or donated money to.
Yeah, one of the things I love about what we do is we do the behind the scenes for our sponsors. So they get to actually see the behind the scenes. And recently we pulled together the Kenyan experience where we actually took the donors through a walkthrough of the house, which was really impactful for people to see because we had not shared that before. So it's so well. So events coordination. So is this something that you always wanted to do? You were like, I'm the, you know, party queen. How did you become the events coordinator that you are?
Well, the first time I won my title as Mrs. Wisconsin in 2018, I was like, I want to do something impactful, not only with this organization in Africa, but I wanted to have it be here in the US and to help Africa, because that sets us apart. It makes us unique. It's something different. So I did my very first silent auction then, and boy, golly gee whizzakers, was I scared. I had probably over 100 baskets. I had way too much. I had no idea what I was doing. But afterwards, when all those nerves set in and you sit back and you look at, be like, holy cow, I impacted so many people. I knew right then and there that I wanted to do it. I wanted to be more than just a donor. I wanted to do more than just as a title holder at that point. So I did that, the silent auction, in 2018. And then I helped Carrie with runs and walks. And then I had this marvelous, crazy idea to do a gala. And it's always been sitting on my heart to do something different than, you know, your runs, your walks, those sorts of things. I wanted something that was more elegant in my eyes. And I wanted something that might be a little bit more impactful. So we took the leap of faith and we did our very first gala last year.
Yes, and we'll get more to that story in a little bit. So if you're talking to in like the beginning stages of like event coordination for a nonprofit, and I'm talking more of a small nonprofit, what would you recommend they get started with? Because everybody's like, well, I want my event to be unique. I want it to stand out. But everybody does so many different types of events, from bingo. I mean, I've seen things from t-shirt sales to bowling. You know, what would you suggest they start with to just get their fundraising out there?
What I would suggest, and by no means, I'm not an expert, but I've trial and error and those sorts of things. I've had very successful events. I've had some not so successful events. Start small. Start small and focus on one. Don't do a silent auction and a run and walk and a bowling and a wine pool or whatever else. Stay focused on one. And really reaching out to your community, you would be amazed how much your community members will donate and be willing to help you. Just make sure that you're starting very small and keeping that overhead very small as well. So reach out to those families and friends. You know, you might have somebody that knits or crochets or owns a bakery. You know, getting those auction items either for free or very, very cheap at a discounted rate will definitely offset those costs. But staying focused on one event, I would say per year, is the smartest decision that I've personally made, with infinitely more.
Yeah, because so many, I mean, you see these organizations and they're doing event after event after event. And I'm like, how do they, you know, how do they keep it going? And then the nonprofit leader's exhausted because all they're doing is events. But when you're more focused, like what you've done, it helps the organization because you're not always in that planning mode. But you can do one event and do it well.
Well, not only that, but you want to make those events so special that you don't want to miss it. You don't want to see people seeing on social media through your algorithm that you're doing an event every month. They're like, oh, I'll wait till the next one. I'll wait till the next one. No, you want them here now as soon as possible. You got to get those people in and show them how amazing this whatever event may be. It's going to be an amazing event, right?
Yeah, yeah. So what are the tips for a successful event? What stands out to you, like, this event is successful? Is it the amount of people that show up? Is it the amount of donations? The community impact? What stands out?
I don't think it has to be a massive amount of people. I've noticed that we've had a very small amount of people with our events that we've done, and we've done amazing. I've seen events that we've gotten so big and we haven't done so amazing. So keeping those items unique, promotion. Like I said, this is the event, the only event we're doing. You need to be there. We want you there. And reaching out to the community is really important because, like I said, you'd be surprised what kind of talented friends you have that want to promote, or a business just started and they want to promote their business. Because you're helping each other out in this sort of situation. You know, we're promoting you and saying thank you. And then you're also getting a gift and you can show off whatever talented service that they have.
Yeah, Yeah, that cross promotion is good too, and then let have them promote you on their social media and say, you know, hey, you know, I donated here, and then you do it as well, and that partnership helps as well.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more event advice from Michelle.
Why become a sponsor at Mercy's Light Family? Sponsors at Mercy's Light Family are ending sex trafficking. They are healing girls physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially to put them back on their feet in just 3 short years for themselves and their babies to be self-sustaining. That's what you get at Mercy's Light Family Sponsorship. In addition to that, you get a prayer card with the story of your girl or your baby so you can pray over them. You get behind the scenes access to be able to see day-to-day life in Kenya and what life is like for the girls at the house and how they're developing. You get that and so much more. Join us in sponsorship today.
Everybody, welcome back to the Christian Marketeers Podcast. If you just tuned in, we are talking events today, how to make your event stand out from all the rest of the nonprofits that are out there. I don't know if you've seen a lot of nonprofit events, but the list is endless. And I am talking with my friend, Michelle Weisheim, and she is talking about how to make your event stand out. So what has been your biggest struggle in event planning?
Focusing sometimes as far as right now. Like for me, I need to make a timeline. I have to say, okay, my goal is to have, say, 40 baskets, okay? And then in addition, like I'm thinking, okay, do we have food? Do we have drink? Do we have this? Do we have that? So making sure that I'm staying focused sometimes is truly the hardest thing. Staying to that timeline, making sure I'm staying organized, making sure I'm getting those baskets or those volunteers or friends to help me get those baskets. Otherwise, I feel like sometimes personally, if I don't have it written down, I don't have a timeline, my brain is going all over. And making sure that I'm setting time aside every single week to focus on something about the event that is in front of me that I need to work on is always been my struggle. But like I said, creating that timeline definitely has always helped me.
So what helps keep you organized? Do you have like an online system that you use? Are you more of a paper and pen? What helps you stay organized?
I have an amazing planner book that has a calendar in it that breaks it down like hour by hour by hour. So I always make sure I schedule in first thing in the week my time that's allowed that I'm going to focus on the event that's in front of me. That, and then just making sure that I stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan is key. So if they're starting their first event, so their first, like say they're 1 year out and they know they want to do an event, what's the best timeline to get started?
For most areas, if you're going to request from different types of like the Brewers or the Admirals or any sporting events, starting to research when you need to have those submissions in. Because a lot of times, sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's 9 months, sometimes it's 2 weeks. So making sure that you're allowing yourself at, and I would say at that year's point, so you don't stress yourself out, which I have done before in the past, making sure that you know their guidelines of when they need to have those submissions in ahead of time will definitely relieve some pressure. Making sure that if you have a venue in mind or a location in mind, making sure that you allow them enough time to secure that place where you're going to have your event.
Yeah, so get your save the date out there sooner so people can put it on their calendar. Is that about right?
Absolutely. Well, you know how things are between if you have kids or work or whatnot, everybody's going, especially in the summer. Summers are really mm-hmm. difficult months to plan events in. So you need to allow that time. And like you said, getting that save the date in is a very imperative part of the process.
Yeah. So once you have your save the date out there, what's your next step?
I think my next step typically is, and sometimes depending on the event that I'm planning, is starting to research to who I need to get those requests in right away. I know a couple of the places that we reach out to, it takes about 6 months. So reaching out to those, making sure that once I have an idea of the big baskets that I want or the big auction items, I'm reaching out to those places or starting to kind of piece things together and making sure that I have an appropriate area in my home to start to create all those baskets and keep everything together so you're not losing a necklace or a bracelet. Everything goes in one area and then starting to piece those baskets together. For our upcoming events and some of our events in the past was planning out a menu. That's a really difficult thing to do when you want to provide food for people. So making sure that you're giving that venue the enough time, or a caterer or a friend whoever may be providing food as well. Making sure that you plan out that menu the best you can to help to make sure that everybody's happy at your event.
That's awesome. So let's talk biggest flop of event. What did you learn from going through that?
The biggest flop of the event.
I wouldn't say any event is really a flop because it's a learning experience.
That is true. When you do outdoor events, now mind you, I'm in Wisconsin. So the weather is much different here than where you're located. And I'm sure many of the viewers are as well. You never quite know which way Mother Nature's going to go, right? So making sure that you're prepared for all weather happenings that may occur that day is something. I know we did one a few years back and it was rainy and it was cold and it was miserable. And I don't think we were quite prepared for Mother Nature's not niceness in Wisconsin. So that was one of the events that it was a struggle. I mean, there wasn't a lot of people that showed up. The donations weren't there. You know, and it is a little disheartening to have an event that isn't up to your standards or what you had thought it may be. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it's learning. So now every time we do an outdoor event, which are very few in Wisconsin, you know, making sure you have tents, making sure you have raincoats, making sure you have protection for all of your baskets and whatnot that you may bring. We have I have an emergency kit that comes with me everywhere for events.
I like that. I like that you have an emergency kit, and you definitely need that here in Florida because the weather can turn on a dime. Yeah. We were at Disney we were at Disney this week, and the clouds started rolling, and I'm looking at Jason, and I'm going, did you check the weather? You brought me here. Did you check the weather? And he's like, it'll blow over. I'm confident. He was right. It blew over, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. We can't predict the weather all the time.
No, definitely not. And you guys have had snow recently, so even prepare for that. So, all right, guys, we're going to take another quick commercial break. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
I left my legal career to pursue a higher calling. What changes are you willing to make? My name is Carrie Reichertz, and I'm a Rising Star Lawyer by the Milwaukee Magazine. And I left my rising legal career to make a difference in the world of girls in Kenya.
The women I met forever changed my life. I returned to my job and I realized it no longer served me. I knew he had something bigger in store for me. I was called to serve others. So I left my law to begin my own business. I founded 2 nonprofits, Operation Give Hope and Infinitely More Life. I also began teaching women who are overwhelmed when trying to start and grow their nonprofit and ministry to thrive.
My first nonprofit, Operation Give Hope, tackles systematic spiritual, emotional, and financial poverty afflicting young mothers in Mombasa, Kenya, and helps sex trafficking victims heal. My second nonprofit, Infinitely More Life, operates globally and helps people recognize and reconcile life traumas by working with Christ. I have assisted hundreds in starting their own domestic and international nonprofits.
Are you ready to leave behind the fear and doubt holding you back from starting the nonprofit God has called you to? Join the 8-week Christian Rocketeer Nonprofit Startup Certification. Remember, you are not leaving a career or a comfortable life. You are gaining purpose, passion, mission, and you will be changing the world. Join us today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Christian Marketeers podcast, where we impart, inspire, influence, and impact your nonprofit to skyrocket to the next level. I'm your host, Shawnee Pinkasek, and we have been talking events with my friend Michelle Weisheim, and she is right here. So we have talked a ton today, Michelle, about events. Let's talk about our next event that you are working on that is so gorgeous. What's happening in Wisconsin this fall?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited for this event. And you know, if you have been watching earlier, I told you that for some reason it weighed on my heart to do something more impactful, something more meaningful, something more intimate of a event. And I had that aha moment of a gala. It has to be a gala. So this will be our second annual gala, which I'm very excited. It is going to be September 28th, which is a Thursday, 2023, in Waterford, Wisconsin. I know most of you do have no idea where Waterford, Wisconsin is, but it's in between, I would say, the Milwaukee area and Lake Geneva-ish. So this year we decided to go a different route as far as our venue. We are going to be renting out the Halverson House, which is an amazing venue that we have. It is a barn that they have redone, but yet has that rustic, warm, welcoming feeling. The people that run the Halverson House are Martin Luther alumni, like myself, and they have just taken this venue and ran with it. They do all of their own growing of their food. If they have to buy food, they are looking for local places. So you know that everything on our menu is going to be delicious and just from a farm, shall we say, for a lack of better words. So we have decided that we are going to have a local high school student be a pianist throughout the night, which is really exciting. We have a gentleman that is going to be playing some music. You're going to learn about our organization, and you're going to have a very rare, unique opportunity to meet with our founder, Carrie Reichertz. Now, she no longer lives in Wisconsin, so it's a little bit harder for us to get to know her. You can ask her questions. She's going to be able to answer those questions, and you'll be able to talk to her, which is an amazing opportunity. If you get a ticket, you will be able to have an amazing dinner. Appetizers we have planned. We are going to have a huge dessert spread because sweets make Michelle happy, and Michelle is planning the event. There's going to be a live auction. There is going to be an amazing silent auction. Last year, I think we had about 30 baskets just on our silent auction, not counting our live auction. There's going to be wine polls. There's going to be camaraderie. It's going to be an absolutely amazing event this year. I'm very excited to plan it this year, even more than last year. And I'm hoping that this event is going to continue over and over again. And pretty soon we'll be able to say our 10th or 15th annual gala.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. Last year, it just came together flawlessly of how everyone worked together. And it just was such a beautiful experience. So I agree, you don't want to miss it. So last year, we raised a record amount of money. Do we want to talk about that, of how just God really pulled that all together?
Yeah. Our gala last year was about 3 hours, if I remember correctly. Do you mm-hmm. agree, Shawnee?
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, like you said, too, it all came together because of our team. Our team and the community and friends and family and loved ones that really helped us out. We had about, I think, 110-ish people there last year, which I was a little bit nervous about. But in that 3 hours, we raised $30,000. And to be honest with you, I give all the credit to God, because never in a million years. I was actually saying to Carrie, please let us just be able to pay the bills. Please let us just be able to pay the bills, pay for the venue at that time and the food and whatnot. But I was so humbled and thankful that God worked in mysterious ways that night and brought so many people that are part of our organization throughout the whole entire United States, because we're spread all over the place. They brought us all together for the greater good of helping the women and children in Africa, and the Women's Waukesha, or the Waukesha Women's Center as well. But $30,000 in 3 hours just blew my mind.
Yeah, $10,000 an hour. It's pretty incredible for that amount of time to raise so much. And I was shocked at the total too, because as we sat there and we tabulated, I was like, wow, this is like way more than I thought we were ever going to have in an evening. Like,
yeah,
it was so God. And it was so seeing him work and everybody. And everybody was talking about, you know, just how amazing the experience was. And many of those people have said, I know, to you and to us as well, that they want to come back for this year. So.
You know, and we've had some businesses reach out to myself and be like, hey, so-and-so was at your gala. Can we reach out? What can we do? Give a silent auction, give a donation, do this. I mean, like, it's just God's power with that event was so phenomenal that I guess I don't even have words because it was so impacting.
Yeah. So do we have a theme for this year's event?
We are going to do black and gold this year. Last year it was a cheetah, like, safari theme. This year we're going to keep it really nice and classic, just golds and blacks. I'm really excited to do all the decor and the tables and, you know, make everything look all pretty and fancy. And, you know, one of the reasons why we wanted to do just a simple gold and black is because sometimes less is more. Sometimes really less is more. And in this type of venue that we're in, just the building alone speaks for itself. So why take away from those rustic warm spots when, you know, we can just do a simple decor?
Pause there for a minute. I'm going to add something in here. Insert a picture of the venue there, because it is just so gorgeous. I mean, the breathtaking beams that are there, the tables they have, the garden. I mean, the garden alone was breathtaking to look at.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's wedding pictures look real good.
And we have, you know, amazing photographer. We have a backdrop that Michelle has picked out for you to have special photos taken that night. So yeah, go to Eventbrite. We only have 17 tables available.
Yes. Yes. And they seem to be going quickly, which is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I think there's 17 tables. Eventbrite is where you can go to search up and purchase your ticket. And right now there is a special that we are offering, a discount for an early bird to get your table. So grab 8 of your best friends, buy yourself a table, and seriously, have a night out, have fun, learn about a nonprofit organization while winning awesome, cool baskets. And, you know, with our live MC, and learn about what we do and just have a couple hours of just good fun.
Yeah. Okay. Final question. How has being a part of Infinitely More Life changed your life and your family?
It definitely gave me a sense of appreciation. I knew that other countries did not live like us, but never in a million years did I ever think that a small crayon about this big would have made the world of difference to somebody that would learn how to write their own name at the age of 13 or 14 when my kids were doing that in kindergarten. It has humbled me, and it has definitely brought our family closer together, because we volunteer together. This is a Christian-based nonprofit. So we do give the glory to God. And being able to reach out to people and have those relationships and really making sure that our family is close-knit really has impacted me. And I'm very thankful that I have gotten to know the people on the board and those volunteers, because they're not just there for Infinitely More. They're there for us individually. And I'm forever grateful for each one of you guys.
Yeah. And we are a family at Infinitely More Life. We very much support each other every step of the way. We pray for one another. We celebrate with one another. And that's one of the things I love about what we do and the people that are around us. All right, everybody. Well, we hope you have learned a lot about events. If you want to learn more, you can head to our website at mercieslight.org to get your ticket for the gala. And we'll be back down the road with more, hopefully success stories with Michelle from the gala. And, you know, if you want to learn more about how to change your nonprofit, connect with us at Christian Marketeers. We've got tons of information on our site as well. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you again next week.